This is the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today will be at One World Theater in Austin, Texas, as part of Spyro Gyra on March 24th. Spyro Gyra's latest album, Wrapped in a Dream, came out yesterday. Please welcome back to the show saxophonist for Spyro Gyra and lead man as well, Jay Bekenstein.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Well, how have you been since we last spoke in July?
Very busy, but very well.
All right. Well, one of the many performances for Spyro Gyra within the last few months was in West Hampton back in November. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. It's a schlep from where I live in Wantagh, but in Nassau County. But how was that performance, if you remember?
Well, it was great. That's always kind of a special performance for me because my parents live out there. My father, I should say, lives out mm-hmm. there. So it's always a chance to see him and have him come to a performance. And still to this day, I get nervous when my dad's in the audience.
Well, Wrapped in a Dream came out yesterday. Why don't you tell us about the album for those that haven't already gone out and bought it?
Well, I think this is number 25 for us, not
wow.
counting best ofs.
Okay.
As always, it's very much a group effort. Everybody in the band wrote for it. We all contributed to each other's compositions as well, so that in many ways, even the individually written tunes become a group effort. And as most Spyro Gyra records have been, it's fairly eclectic. It's got a lot of different styles on it.
Mm-hmm. And you sing or scat on some of the tracks?
Well, you know, after so many records, I'm kind of constantly looking for something different to do to keep it fresh, and I did a whole bunch of odd little things on this one. I did some singing, not with words.
Okay.
I played flute for the first time on a record.
Hmm.
I did a lot of percussion work, which I don't usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of dabbled in a lot of. I was a utility infielder on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, if you haven't already bought Wrapped in a Dream, please go out and get it after this interview is over, whether you do it online or you go out to the store. Or you can wait until after this show at 2 o'clock if you don't want to listen to the show after this.
I think it came out great. I really do. That's sort of my job to say such a thing anyway.
It's
but
my job, too.
But I've done a lot of CDs, and I come away from some of them going, okay, that was all right. And others going, man, we really slammed on that one. And I feel that about this CD. I think it's one of our best recent CDs.
Okay. Well, folks, we're talking with Jay Bekenstein on The Mike Shamari Show, here on The Mike Shamari Show on web radio WCWP. Of course, as we know here on this show, one of your bandmates, Tom Schumann, has an album out called Deep Chill, actually. Have you heard it?
Of course I have. I heard it quite some time ago, way before it came out. And it's beautiful. Tommy is a terrific producer and obviously a great musician. He's really a deep musician. I know it's called Deep Chill, but,
mm-hmm.
but he really is a fabulous jazz player, fabulous R&B player. The guy is amazingly talented.
He certainly is. And you know, when I heard, we interviewed Tom back in November, and we interviewed somebody that was on that on Deep Chill, Jeff Koshua, back in January, 2 months ago. And when I heard Jeff, it was almost like I was listening to you.
Oh,
you sounded alike.
I feel flattered because I think Jeff is an incredible player. I think Tom very much was conscious of not using me,
mm-hmm.
as I didn't use him on my solo record, because we do so much work with Spyro Gyra. When it comes to a solo project, we're really trying to do something that doesn't sound like Spyro.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jeff was a brilliant choice on his part.
Absolutely. Well, like I said for Deep Chill, I mean, like I said for Wrapped in a Dream, if you don't have Deep Chill, go out and get it after the show. Well, I think it's only available online anyway, so you can do it during the show. But anyway, how is the rest of the band doing? Scott Ambush, Julio Fernandez, and Who's the drummer now?
Everybody's doing great. Julio and I just came back from working with an Israeli pop singer in Israel, which was a lot of fun. And we even had a jam session with Palestinians, which was really a hoot. Politics aside, very cordial people.
All right.
Showed us a lot of hospitality. Mm-hmm. Did a big barbecue for us, Palestinian style. And that's lamb, not beef. That was really fun, and hanging out with Julio in a different environment was great. Scott's been very busy. You know, Scott, aside from being involved in this band, does some work with Pieces of a Dream.
Oh.
And also, he's a bass maker. He's a wonderful instrument maker, and he was out at the National Association of Music Merchandisers, NAMM.
Mm-hmm.
He was out at that show working on his basses, and I think he got Japanese distribution for them, and he's moving forward as a bass maker.
All right. And we actually mentioned that last time, that he's a bass maker, and I even gave out the website after the show, and I might as well do it again, folks. It's www.ambushbass.com. And, of course, spyrogyra.com.
Of course.
Yes. And we are talking with the lead man, Jay Beckenstein, here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. You seem to... who was the main drummer on Wrapped in a Dream, and who is your main drummer now on tour?
Okay, good question. Josh Dion plays most of the cuts on Wrapped in a Dream. Ludwig Afonso plays on one.
Mm-hmm.
But our touring drummer is Ludwig.
Okay.
And that is because Josh has his own band and is not available to tour with us anyway. And also because we had a situation where we weren't completely confident in what was happening with Ludwig as we were making this record. And subsequent to that, he really came on very, very strong, and all involved decided, to continue our relationship with him, because he just got better and better and better. And I fully imagine he'll be the primary drummer on the next CD.
Okay. Glad to hear you guys are tight now.
Yeah, he's, Ludwig's, I think he's 26.
Mm-hmm.
He's still developing. He's still figuring out, although I think he's pretty much there now, figuring out how best to contribute to what we do.
You know, he's only a couple of years older than me.
You're a youngster.
Yes. Me or him?
Both of you.
Okay.
Both of you, I'm more than twice your age.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Well, and I'm a youngster, gosh darn it.
Yeah. And don't you forget it. Oh, man. Well, you mentioned earlier you did a solo album, and it was 6 years ago, called Eye Contact. Tell us about that in more detail.
Well, when I talk about that solo album, I feel kind of bad because it has been 6 years, and it's well beyond the time I should be making another. It was a real pleasure because it afforded me the opportunity to play with a lot of other guys. You know, Spyro is a very much an insular, all-encompassing band, and I don't have as many opportunities as I would like to work with other people. And also, I'm the producer of Spyro Gyra Records, and on my solo project, I intentionally gave up that role to three other people. One of them, Chiele Minucci.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Chuck Loeb.
Mm-hmm.
Two great guitarists.
Mm-hmm.
And another, Jason Miles, very good keyboard arranger and all-around a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very, very invigorating for me and challenging, but I made three very close friends that I am still in contact with.
Well, a couple of weeks after your first interview aired in July, we had Chiele Minucci on the show, and your name came up in the interview. He mentioned what great friends you two are, which you just mentioned. I've seen him perform a lot lately with the local with a local band, the Dharma All-Stars, after their February 1st performance. I told Chielli I'd be interviewing you. He had nothing but nice things to say, and he wanted me to thank you for your support over the years, both for him and for special effects.
Well, that's very, very sweet, and it goes both ways. You know, we have a very, very long relationship because going all the way back to the 80s, we started off with the same booking agent, a gentleman named Charlie Graziano. And so going all the ways back, we've had a lot of times where we've had the opportunity to share stages and such. But it was really in, on that making of that solo record 6 years ago that I formed a real warm and lasting friendship with Chielli. He's a sweet guy.
Yes, he is.
Really nice to be around. And you know, good musicians are a dime a dozen, but great guys, that's hard to come by. And Chielli is a great musician.
Yes, he is. And so are you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, can you believe this? We're down to our last question. It's about it's going back to Spyro Gyra. When are you guys returning to Long Island to perform?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm almost certain that we'll be there sometime this year. If not Westbury, somewhere else. You know, we often do the Planting Fields Arboretum. We do, I don't know, we'll find our way out there. We generally end up on Long Island a couple of times. I know we're going to have a Beacon Theater show.
Okay.
I don't have the date off the top of my head.
All right.
Sometime in the spring, us and David Sanborn.
Okay.
And, well, we'll certainly be around the area.
All right. Well, Jay, thanks a lot for doing this show again. Not too many people come back a second time, but you were nice enough, and David Benoit and Mindy Hebert and couple of local guys were nice enough to return.
Well, thanks.
Okay. And
well, let me do that liner for you.
Okay. We'll do that after this. After this interview is over, this has been Jay Bekenstein here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with a track from Wrapped in a Dream.